WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. Illinois could lose $1 billion in federal funding for childcare and other social services. And Attorney General Kwame Raoul is once again in court with four other Democratic-led states trying to fight the latest funding freeze. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says Illinois is fraudulently using federal money to provide childcare to non-citizens. Raoul calls the claim baseless.
If the president was serious about rooting out fraud, his administration would be investing more resources in partnering with states and supporting states' efforts to root out fraud and abuse. But the real motivation behind this action is to punish Democrat-led states.
HHS also wants the state to turn over documents that include residents' personal information. Last November, the Trump administration released pending guidance for the Clean Water Act, which dramatically scaled back the federal government's jurisdiction over wetlands. Robert Hirschfield is with the Prairie Rivers Network. He says that Illinois has already lost about 90% of its wetlands.
The ones that we have, it's critical that we protect those that remain. And so of that 10%, something like over 90% are now vulnerable to destruction.
Nationwide, the EPA's impact analysis found that more than 80% of the country's wetlands would no longer be protected. The Chicago Art Institute says it's the first U.S. museum to acquire a portrait from a notable 20th century German artist. The portrait is by artist Christian Schad, who helped usher in the avant-garde new objectivity movement in Germany. The museum says it's the first of Schad's portraits to be in a U.S. museum. It's among more than 1,000 works the museum acquired in 2025. The Chicago Bears will kick off their NFL postseason on Saturday against the Green Bay Packers. Head coach Ben Johnson has been in the playoffs with other teams before, but this is his first time in the head coach role. He says while he's excited, he's keeping his cool and making sure the team stays focused.
I'm rooted in the fundamentals, particularly on games like this. I've tried to be pretty steady Eddie just in terms of demeanor throughout the season, and that doesn't change here and now. That's my role, and I think the guys are going to show up, and they're excited for this opportunity, and I'm excited to see them play.
It's been 5 years since the Bears last made it to the postseason, and 15 since they've won a postseason game. Saturday's game starts at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. You're listening to The Rundown. Wednesday's shooting of an unarmed Minneapolis woman by an immigration enforcement agent is reverberating across the country. The shooting resembles two shootings during the Chicago area's deportation campaign this past fall. And the response from the Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday follows the same playbook used here. WBEZ reporter Chip Mitchell has been reviewing hundreds of incidents in the Chicago area deportation blitz. He joined WBEZ's Mel Ballara yesterday to break down the connection to the Minneapolis shooting.
The woman was fatally shot yesterday. Her name is Renee Nicole Good. She's not the first person killed by ICE since President Trump took office and intensified immigration enforcement. An agent in the Chicago area shot and killed a man in September. Remind us about that case, Chip.
Yeah, his name was Silverio Villegas Gonzalez. He was 38, father, the caretaker of his two children, originally from Mexico. Like many people, Melba, caught up in the deportation campaign, he had no serious criminal record, just traffic offenses. So on September 12th, he'd just dropped off one of the kids at school. ICE agents in Franklin Park tried to stop his car. They were on both sides of it. Villegas backed up, then started moving forward. And before long, one of the agents shot him at close range. And Melba, that's similar to what we saw yesterday in Minneapolis.
And what did the Trump administration say about it?
Well, right after the shooting, the Department of Homeland Security reported that Villegas had driven his car at agents, struck one of them, and dragged him a significant distance. The statement said the agent was seriously injured, and it said an agent opened fire in fear for his life. But Melba, none of the available videos show Villegas driving at agents. Some footage the Chicago Sun-Times obtained shows the agent who killed Villegas telling local police he was dragged a little bit and it was nothing major.
Okay, that's the fatal shooting by agents in the Chicago area deportation blitz. But there's also a non-fatal shooting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the person hit is Marimar Martinez. She's a U.S. citizen. On October 4th, she was in her car on the southwest side honking and yelling at an SUV with some Border Patrol agents. At one point, the vehicles were side by side and collided. Now, this one agent, his name's Charles Exum, he gets out and shoots Martinez 5 times, leaving her with 7 wounds. Soon afterwards, a Homeland Security spokesperson said agents had been assaulted and rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. The feds brought criminal charges against Martinez and a man involved in a collision more than an hour later. Melba, what happened next is really something. Exum, the agent who'd shot Martinez, he sent some text messages to a group of friends. He was bragging about the shooting. Within a couple months, the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Chicago dropped the charges against Martinez.
Now, yesterday, the Trump administration said that Renee Good, the woman in Minneapolis, they said she had struck the officer who shot her, and they labeled her a domestic terrorist. But video footage shows that she did not hit the agent, and the agent was not in her path. So how do the statements from Washington compare to what officials said after the 2 shootings in the Chicago area?
Well, they're similar. The strategy, Melba, is to get out a full-throated defense of the agent who shot someone and to attack the person who was shot. That's before any careful review of evidence or an investigation into whether the agent should face criminal or administrative charges. In Marimar Martinez's case, the woman who survived 7 gunshot wounds, even after the charges against her were dropped, the Homeland Security Department stuck to its story. So, Melba, no matter what we see in videos from the Minneapolis shooting, the Trump administration may not change its tune.
We've been hearing today that the FBI will be investigating the Minneapolis shooting. So what do we know about investigations into the Chicago area shootings?
Well, the FBI was supposed to be investigating both of these shootings. We asked the agency for an update this morning. They declined to provide more information. Apart from whether the agents who opened fire in the 2 Chicago area incidents should be charged criminally, there's a separate matter, whether either violated work policies and should be disciplined. So, for example, ICE prohibits officers from using deadly force merely to prevent an escape. Today, we reached out to ICE, the Border Patrol, and Homeland Security. We asked for an update on potential discipline. No word back, Melba.
Thanks so much for coming in, Chip.
My pleasure.
Taking a look at weather, it's going to be cloudy, windy. We're going to see cool temperatures in the 40s. Tonight, a chance of rain and snow mix as temperatures fall in the low 30s. Wintry weather will return tomorrow. It'll be blustery with light snow. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.